your full name?
Helen Lewis John.
Do we have permission to record this interview?
Yes.
Where and when were you born?
Swansea in 1932.
How did you meet Father Paul Satori?
I received a letter in 1979 from a friend of my aunt Nell's, and it was very. I took it to work because I didn't have time to open it, and when I read the letter, I was shocked and upset, as Frances was, because she assumed that I had known about my auntie Nell dying and being buried, and the fact that auntie Nell was a very staunch Catholic, and the fact that she had been buried without the Eucharist, the Requiem Mass, that upset us very much, both of us. So the person I spoke with at work was a Catholic and attended the church in Haverford West. So she took me down in our break to see Father Saul Satori. So I showed him the letter, and I did explain to him that I was now a lapsed Catholic. There was no sense, he wasn't judgmental at all. He didn't, he didn't criticise or anything. He was very, very sympathetic, very, very kind. And he said, I'll do my best to find out what happened, and I'll speak with you in a few days' time, which he did. He actually rang his brother in Swansea, who was also a priest, and he got the information from him. And then when he rang me again, he said that because I was I was no longer a Catholic, he wasn't allowed to give me a service in the church. But he arranged for me to go to the little convent in Haverford West, and the Mother Superior there conducted the service, and it was lovely. It gave me the courage to say goodbye to my Auntie Nell, who I loved dearly. Yeah.
So was that your earliest memory of Father Paul Satori?
Yes.
Did you ever meet him afterwards?
No, unfortunately.
How would you describe him as a person? I know if you only met him the once, but what did he come across as?
He came across as a very kind, outgoing person. And I would think, I don't know, that he would have had a lovely sense of humour.
Can you think of, do you have any other stories of Father Satori, or did you have any other connection with him? Was it just that one incident?
That was just that one incident. When the hospice was founded, I make a donation. I've got a direct debit, and I make a monthly donation to the foundation. I feel that's all I can do to say thank you to him.
That's marvellous.
Yeah.